a bad case of tattle tongue. A bad case of tattle tongue. Josh had a big problem with tattling. In fact, he tattled all the time. He tattled so much that everyone called him Josh the Tattler. Josh tattled on Tommy when he butted in line in front of
Felipe.
In class, Josh tattled on Carson when he took Josh's new pencil and wouldn't give it back. Josh tattled so much that nobody wanted to sit by him during lunch. He had to sit by himself at the end of the table. At recess, Josh tattled on Bobette for not sharing the tricky bars with Edith. Nobody wanted to play with him, so he had to stand alone by the wall alone. At home, Josh tattled on his dog Max when he chewed up Mom's new rug. Even though Max did not do it on purpose, Josh even tattled on his brother Teddy when he grabbed the TV remote right out of his hand. Joshua Jacob Jones, his mom said in a gruff voice, I am sick and tired of your tattling. If you don't stop tattling, you are going to get tattle tongue. Tattle tongue? Replied Josh. What is tattle tongue? Tattle tongue is really bad. Tattle tongue will make you sad. Your tongue turns yellow, then starts to itch. Before you know it, you start to twitch. Your teeth will begin to scratch. Itchy, itchy, scratchy, scratchy, twitchy, twitchy, catchy, catchy. Purple spots will start to show upon your tongue, and then you'll know that tattle tongue is what you have, and tattle tongue is very bad. Oh, and by the way, said his mother, each time you tattle, your yellow and purple tongue will get longer and longer. It may get so long that it won't even fit in your mouth. The next day, Josh heard Bailey the bully tell Tommy that he was going to beat up Edith after school. Josh ran right up to his teacher, Mr. Cole, to tell on Billy. But when he opened his mouth, he remembered what his mom had said. Itchy, itchy, scratchy, scratchy, twitchy, twitchy, catchy, catchy. Yes, Josh, what can I do for you? Asked Mr. Cole. I forgot, Josh said. Then he slowly returned to his seat. After school, when Josh saw Billy the bully stomping toward Edith, he knew what Billy was going to do. He had to tell somebody. Josh ran up to Principal Gates, who was standing at the corner. Hi, Joshua. What can I do for you? Asked Principal Gates. Josh opened his mouth to tell on Billy the bully. Then he thought again about what his mom had said. Itchy, itchy, scratchy, scratchy, twitchy, twitchy, catchy, catchy. I forgot, said Josh. Then he turned around and walked home. That night, while Josh was sleeping, the tattle prince paid him a visit. Joshua, I see you have a big problem with tattling, said the tattle prince. Josh looked at the tattle prince, who was staring at his mouth. Just then, his tongue began to itch. Itchy, itchy, scratchy, scratchy. Josh sat up. He looked in the mirror and stuck out his tongue. He gasped. He had tattle tongue. His tongue was yellow. It had bright purple spots, and it was definitely longer. It even poked through his mouth with his lips closed. But this time it didn't tattle. just said turn to movies kind of side and didn't tattle on Billy Bully. I wanted to, but I didn't. I held it all in. That would not have been tattling, Josh, said the tattlepunch. That would have been a warning. Edith could have gotten hurt. Warning, tattling, what's the difference? What's the difference? Josh asked. The difference, said the tattlepunch, is danger. Was Edith in danger? Yes, said Josh. Then you should have warned someone, the Tattle Prince said. The other day when Tommy butted in front of line of Felipe. Was Tommy or Felipe in danger? The Tattle Prince, no.
Said Josh.
Then that little buddy was tattling, and that's why your tongue is sprouting those lovely spots. You obviously have not learned the tattle rules. There are rules for tattling? Josh asked. There are rules for almost everything, said the Tattle Prince. And if you want to lose that funny-looking tongue, you'll learn them. The Tattle Prince reached into his pocket and pulled out a piece of fancy rolled up paper. It was the tattle rules. Rule number one, began the Tattle Prince, is be a danger ranger. If a person or animal is in danger, you must warn someone. When Edith was in danger, did you warn Principal Gates? No, Josh said. I was trying not to tattle. That was not tattling, Josh. So the Tattle Prince explained. That was a warning and you should have told someone. Rule number two, be a problem solver. If the problem involves you, take charge and try hard to solve it yourself first. When Carson took your pencil, did you ask him politely to give it back? No, Josh said. I told Mr. Cole, then all of my friends, even my best friend Stuart, got mad at me. Rule number three, now or later? Is the problem now or problem not now? Problem. Is the problem now problem or not now problem? Can your problem be solved at a later time? When Carson took your pencil, did you have another one you could have used? So the Tattle Prince, yeah, said Josh, but it wasn't my new cool pencil. Was it a pencil you could write with? I guess so, said Josh. Then that was a not-now problem. You could have used your spare pencil until Mr. Cool had time to talk with you alone. Rule number four, MYOB, mind your own beeswax. If the problem is not dangerous and it does not involve you, do not tattle. What do you mean? Asked Josh. The other day when you tattled on Bobbit for not sharing the turkey bars with Edith, you know about that too? Asked Josh. Who do you think gave you tattle time, replied the Tattle Prince. When it comes to you and tattling, I know everything. Then the Bobbit's
situation
was not dangerous. And it had nothing to do with you, so you should not have tattled. Joshua, the Tattle Prince continued, do you think you would enjoy having a weird-looking tongue that keeps getting longer for the rest of your life? No, said Josh. Then learn, kid. If the problem is not dangerous and has nothing to do with you. Do not tattle. Yes, sir, Josh replied. Then the Tattle Prince grinned at Josh. Then he took a shiny scepter from his belt and began to wave it in the air. He pointed the scepter at Josh's mouth, and with a puff of yellow and purple smoke, he disappeared. Josh felt something strange in his mouth. He stuck out his tongue and looked in the mirror. There, stuck on the end of his tongue, were pieces of yellow and purple glitter. When Josh woke up the next morning, he flipped on the light, ran over to his mirror, and stuck out his tongue. No yellow tongue, no purple spots, no itching, no glitter. His case of tattle tongue was gone. By the time Josh got to school, Dad bothered. He was feeling pretty good about himself. Where was I again? Oh, yeah. With the Tattle Prince's help, Josh was now an expert on the subject of tattling. When Josh's class lined up in the morning to go into school, Eddie pushed Josh and then cut in front of two other kids just so he could be first. Josh remembered his mom's words. Itchy, itchy, scratchy, scratchy, twitchy, twitchy, catchy, catchy. Then he remembered the Tattle Prince's rules. He decided not to tattle. Stuart noticed right away. He asked Josh if he would sit by him at lunch. Maybe he will even ask me to play at recess, Josh thought. When Josh walked into his classroom, he couldn't believe his eyes. Mr. Cole had gotten so tired of everyone tattling on each other that he had written his own tattle rules up on the board. Mr. Cole reached into his briefcase, pulled out a shiny new pointer. Just as he pointed to the first tattle rule, something sparkly fell on the ground. Was it? Could it possibly be? It was. It was yellow and purple glitter. After Josh's visit with the Tattle Prince, he never had problems with tattling. And he never had to worry about getting tattle tongue again. Itchy, itchy, scratchy, scratchy, twitchy, twitchy, catchy, catchy. The end.